There are lots of challenges in the world right now, but there's a bipartisan agreement in Washington that the biggest challenge looms on the horizon, and it is China. And today, President Biden is hosting a meeting with the leaders of Japan and the Philippines to address just that. Their concerns center on the South China Sea, an area with competing claims between China and the Philippines over territory, with escalating rhetoric and actions from China. Yoon Soon is a senior fellow and co-director of the East Asia Program at the Stimson Center. And Yoon Soon, we've spoken to you before. Do we overstate the importance of this moment here now?
No, you're not overstating it, because the moves that U.S. and Japan have taken in terms of the joint statement is quite a significant step forward in terms of naming China as a problem, as a troublemaker, and also making clear the commitment to counter that challenge.
Yeah. Well, and step back for us. All three of these nations, the Philippines, Japan, the U.S., have concern about China's growing ambitions, particularly in East Asia, surrounding the South China Sea. Can you lay those out for us briefly, those concerns?
The concerns are slightly different for the three countries. For the Philippines, it's a very direct dispute in terms of the maritime domain, as well as the land features in the South China Sea, that the Filipino claims ownership and sovereignty, and China has a disagreement over the sovereignty claims. For the United States, I think it's about how the disputes in the region are being resolved, and whether China is entitled to using its military power and coercive power to address a dispute in a way that is favorable to China. As seen for Japan, Japan, of course, has a direct dispute with China in terms of the Senkaku Diaoyu Island, which is a disputed island between Japan and China. There are also maritime domain disputes between Japan and China. So how China behaves and tries to resolve the issue with Philippines will have tremendous impact in the case of Japan as well.
Well, and tell us more about the president of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., who would be interacting with China on that issue. He succeeded Rodrigo Duterte, who was more pro-China. But Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is, of course, the son of the dictator Bongbong Marcos, infamous in his own way. So how is Ferdinand Marcos Jr. viewed for how he has shaped current foreign policy for the Philippines?
Marcos certainly has represented a major shift of Filipinos' external alignment policy and also its policy towards China, particularly on the issue of South China Sea. I think the Chinese would argue that Marcos has deliberately chosen a policy that pokes the Chinese in the eye. So their suspicion is that Marcos is trying to use the reorientation of Philippines-China strategy and this position between China and the United States to better improve its relationship with Washington in order to improve its own payoff or the benefits that the Philippines can extract from the relationship with the United States.
And briefly, Japan and the U.S. Prime Minister Kishida got a rare state dinner. He's speaking before a joint session of Congress. Japan has not been on a lot of people's radar. So how is this relationship, U.S. and Japan, viewed?
I think people tend to forget that U.S.-Japan alliance is really one of the pillar or the foundation of U.S. security architecture in the region. And this is not only reflected on the issue of semiconductor chips, if you think about the chip alliance that U.S., Japan, and Netherlands reached last year. And it's also reflected in terms of the maritime ambition that China has exemplified in the region and how Japan is playing a role to support the joint mission in terms of the rule-based international order.
Yeah. So you started by saying that this meeting itself is a statement to China. It's a visual statement, but also a verbal one, the mention of China. Have we heard in any way a response from China, something that you are taking as a response?
We have seen Chinese policy community bubbling with these accusations that, oh, U.S. is trying to re-engineer a regional anti-China coalition. U.S. is trying to bring Japan and Philippines together to strengthen their anti-China posture as well as anti-China deployment. And let's not forget that China is also putting up its own diplomatic coalition to counter this U.S. narrative that China is a troublemaker and China is being isolated. Like, for example, recently we just saw Russian foreign minister visiting Beijing earlier this week. We're also seeing that China inviting political statesmen and political dignitaries from almost all Southeast Asian countries except the Philippines to Beijing to consolidate their ties with China. So I would say the Chinese do identify this development among U.S., Japan, and the Philippines as a threat. What the Chinese are really afraid of is there will be an announcement of joint naval missions among U.S., Japan, and the Philippines. If that happens, it will really put China in a very difficult corner. And they are putting up their counter strategy.
So not just a photo op happening today in Washington, D.C. Yoon Soon from the East Asia Program at the Stimson Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.